Thank you for downloading this episode of Brad Nell's What's News, where we give you the news you didn't know you needed to know. I'm Nels Nelson, co-host of Brad Nell's What's News, and Brad was gonna co-intro this episode, but he's busy enjoying his food. We do talk about some food. We talk about space. We talk about Martians. We talk about me. Yeah, that's right. I'm actually in a news article. Whether or not that's a good thing, well, that's up for you to find out or to make your own decisions. But anyway, this is Brad Nell's What's News, and we thank you very much for listening, and we just hope you enjoy Brad and I giving you some of the crazy news stories that are happening in the world today. Thanks a lot for downloading, and take care and enjoy the show. Brad Sonnenberg, how are you?
Oh man, I gotta tell you. Where do I begin? So, I tried getting on here, and then it said that my Anchor account didn't exist. So, I made a new one. That's it.
No, oh, well, you didn't have to. You could have just.
Well, I didn't really make a new one. I just entered a name.
I see you're now Steve Jobless.
Yeah, I couldn't get shit ass McGee back. I know
which isn't true because you have a job and your name's not Steve.
Both of those are contradictions, but my middle name actually is, so it is slightly
accurate. Oh, your middle name is Jobless. Cool.
Yes. All right. Yes.
Bradford Jobless Sonnenberg. I'm doing great. Just so everyone out there listening, our loyal fans, we have very many loyal fans, especially in Azerbaijan. Brad and I are not dead. We're still here. We just haven't recorded in a while.
It's been busy. I just want to say for the record, I've been ready most of these days. It's just
I text you, hey, you want to record? Nope, can't, in the city.
Okay, well, no, that was you texting me when I was in the city, but the day that we talked about, I was, and then on Saturday, I was free all day. We could have caught up to Yeg Sports episode count, but no, you gotta.
We're going to just do one episode where we talk for 10 minutes, stop, do 10 minutes, and we'll get like 6 or 7 or 8 episodes
that's
done.
That's how they do it.
You know, Yeg Sports hosts, they only focus on Yeg Sports. You focused on other podcasts. I've focused on other podcasts. The only thing they've done is focus on a 700-page part one play written by Ryan Macney.
You know, the thing is, like, I did...
I've done multiple podcasts, but I'm saying we're busy.
We're busy, man. I did spend a lot of time at work reading his play, so...
Oh, you worked hard today.
It was good. I did.
I just want to say this episode is brought to you by ceiling fans, air conditioning units, SPF 7000, ice cubes. Man, be an easy job selling ice cubes to the Inuit up north right now. I think they're probably feeling
brutal. It's like 42 out here.
We're in history, man. We haven't had this. We're heading for a string of consecutive plus 30 degrees Celsius days that hasn't been matched since like the early 60s. So that's not my lifetime. That's definitely not yours.
No,
so,
I don't.
We're part of. I think this is how the Dirty 30 started. Was with a heat wave like this, and horrible economy. Good thing horrible we don't economy. Have a horrible economy.
Yes, political unrest. No.
But anyway, sorry. Yes, that is a long script by Ryan Macney. But it's good to be back, Brad. I missed you because you're a good guy.
I am a good guy, but I think it really comes down to the world needed us, you know?
Yep.
And we vanished. But guess what? We're back.
And some were worried we were fighting and not getting along, and I told them it doesn't matter. We're professionals. We don't have to get along.
No. A lot of the greats didn't. I mean, we were talking about this earlier. Simon and Garfunkel. I mean, the guys from Mythbusters, which I am still not over, by the way. Finding out that they hated each other kind of just ruined my childhood. But, you know, a lot of the greats, they don't have to get along, but we do get along.
Ike and Tina Turner? They didn't get along.
What about,
Mr. Jackson and the Jackson 5?
Which Jackson?
There's five
Jacksons.
Britney Spears and her dad, too soon.
I haven't watched that yet.
That's a horrible story. That man should not be controlling that one. But anyway, you don't come here to hear us talk about Britney Spears. You come here to talk us, hear us talk about important things. The like news. Like this weather, but we'll get to that later. I'm sure you'll touch on the weather.
I'll mention it.
Did the Earth like get shoved a little closer to the sun?
I have no idea. But don't you know that global warming is not real? If global warming is real, how come I'm cold sometimes?
If it's real, why did they not call it global warming, Brad?
Why?
It's just called climate change. Because in some places it's colder, some places it gets warmer.
I've genuinely heard the argument before that global warming isn't real because it was colder than usual sometimes.
That's a good argument, I guess. All I think is just all cycles, you know, whatever. Can we contribute to it? Probably. Whatever. This Earth's going to survive long past humanity.
You have a vested interest in the destruction of the Earth as a garbage man. So, yes. You know, if people stop abusing the environment, you're not going to get paid anymore.
I'm telling you, I do my part to keep the streets clean and save the environment.
I suppose, but I think it's much in the same vein of bittersweet as a funeral home manager where you do profit off of death. And so maybe you find yourself getting excited at people dying just because, but you're also sad because they're dead.
Well,
maybe.
I'll tell you what, Brad, if you want, you take your own garbage to the garbage dump.
I mean, I don't recall you ever picking up my garbage, so you missed my house.
I'm saying in figurative speaking.
Quite a few years, although I can't speak. I mean, I'm assuming you're a very good garbage man. I don't know. I've never had you pick up my garbage. Maybe sometime you should swing by. And
well, when you're in Edmonton next year, I might pick up your garbage.
I'll give you a rating. Yeah, I guess it depends if I live by Connor McDavid, who you, I'm doing air quotes here, take out the garbage for.
Uh-huh. Hey, if Connor McDavid wants to come on the show and verify that I have collected his garbage, he can feel free to do that.
You've been wondering what Nels has been doing this whole time. Just coming up with weird fantasies about taking out Edmonton Oilers garbages. Like,
you know, I'll say this. After they were eliminated, we are quite tempted, the three of us in the truck, to be like, you know what? Maybe we should leave it.
Maybe they can keep their garbage for a little bit.
You know, you can't pick it up till you win the cup. There you go. There's some motivation. He's crying as he hoists the cup. Why are you crying? You're so happy. Oh, my garbage will get picked up.
Finally got rid of my garbage. It's been piling up for years.
I wouldn't do that to anyone. Just in case someone from the city of Edmonton's listening, I would never do it. I don't know whose house is Connor McDavid, even though I've seen him standing outside and walking his dog, and I still don't know who that guy is. Because garbage men don't pay attention to sports.
It kind of seems like you do have a vested interest in his garbage, though.
We pick it up, throw it in the back, and squish it with everything else. That's about a 5-second stop every Thursday. So he gets no preferential treatment either way. So pick up Daryl Cates' garbage whenever he's around too. Just a block away, but a ravine in the way from Connor McDavid.
Have you ever gotten
more important in Edmonton? Connor McDavid or someone else?
I mean, usually the one.
You thought I was going to say Daryl Cates.
No. No, I don't think anybody really likes him. But no, I mean, I've gone on about this quite a few times. I think McDonald's is missing out on a massive, potentially million-dollar idea. Where is the McDavid meal?
Like, especially in Edmonton.
Especially, you don't have to have it over Canada. But literally, that shit would sell like crazy just here in the Alberta area.
They have a freaking BTS meal. Like, who cares about a Korean pop?
They didn't
change anything. They just added two sauces to nuggets.
Yeah, I know. It's literally, they don't even have to do anything because I'm betting McDavid's, like, favorite burger is just, like, the bun with maybe some mayonnaise if he's feeling a little adventurous.
It's a Big Mac without the patty and just the lettuce.
It's just a piece of lettuce, the McDavid meal.
The McDavid, and people would buy it.
I would buy, like, that's the thing.
Make
like,
it 97 cents.
Oh, make it $97 and people would buy it.
I'm surprised. You know, they have the Bobby Nicks burger at the rink. They should partner with McDonald's and have just McDavid burger meals. $97.
Think about it.
Take home a cup.
the name is right there. The fan base is right. I mean, that man is revered in this city. You can't go anywhere without seeing. I mean, probably in this weather, you'd probably still run into somebody with a McDavid jersey on. Like, you can't. Oh, yeah. You can't avoid it. Like, it's. You would sell like crazy. I gotta pitch this to McDonald's. Where are you? Buddy?
McDonald's, the McDavid McDonald's meal. The McDonald's McDavid meal.
The McDavid meal. That's all McDavid. You gotta call it. It's literally.
It comes with 97 fries. It's
97 chicken. I mean,
97 ice cubes.
McDavid's favorite food is. Rice. My guess is rice.
Yeah, like, I'm going with some sort of. Yeah.
Stir fry.
You're right. Rice
wanna,
with something.
I want to rephrase. Not rice. Like just grains of rice. Like not boiled. He just eats. He just takes handfuls of rice and he just eats them one grain at a time, like a machine.
You know, there's people like going, "Who the hell is this Connor McDavid guy they're talking about?"
Do yourself a favor and look him up.
He's never been on the show. Give us Reggie Fidé. We know who that is. Well, I'll tell you what, Reggie Fidé, Mr. Divisible by Five, his favorite meal is rice. So,
can we get the Reggie? McDonald's, can we get the Reggie meal, please?
They'd probably do that before the McDavid meal.
give me the Reggie Fidé meal.
They'll be like, McDavid, $100 million over 10 years is there to have a sponsorship. Reggie Fidé, give him 10 chicken nuggets.
Over 10 years. Just one nugget a year. They just mail him one nugget.
He makes a meal.
Just in a crusty, unmarked, manila envelope. He opens it. There's just one nasty-ass nugget. That's just. And keep in mind, they shipped this out all at once, and they just had this deliver date set, like, for 10 years in the future. So that nugget has just been crusting in there for about a decade.
And you know what? It'd still be good.
Probably because it's not real food. It's all preservatives.
It's all McDonald's.
That nugget would be solid. Anyways, the news. I have a very important story to break.
Excellent. Before you get there, I have a new segment we're going to add. So.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we'll do it in the middle of the show. We haven't done enough segments. Or maybe we'll do it after the breaking news story. Give us your news, Brad. What's news?
Okay, well, so my first news is that... what was it?
Please don't say Nels. Nelson explains the joys of fatherhood.
Well, that was exactly my plan.
Oh, awesome.
I was just going to read the Nelson Explains the Joys of Fatherhood article.
All right, let's hear it.
I already know. Okay, well.
You can do a paragraph or two if you can find it. It's been archived. It's such a massive tome for the human race. It's been sent to, like, Norway in that vault. Locked away.
Well, I had it. I took a picture of it the other day, but I don't know where.
No, the government has taken it all away. You can't picture it.
Now it's the Joys of Fatherhood real news advertised. So anyways, yeah. Nels and I both made appearances in the news.
For good reasons, not like for good reasons.
Okay, hang on. I think I got it right here.
Good Lord, please don't read it all. Shout out to our favorite news correspondent and a newspaper reporter, Roseanne Forte.
Mm-hmm. Legend.
She represents us well when we do plays and stuff. So thanks for that, Roseanne. And she approached me a couple weeks before Father's Day and says, "Hey, I think you should be, we could do an article on you as a father." And I'm like, okay. And she goes, "You have a lot of kids, and I think it'd be kind of cool and something you can look back on, your kids can look back on when they're older." So I answered the questions, and she just put it all in there. Everything I said, it's in there. Good thing I didn't start swearing and yelling, "Shut up, kids!"
She just put the whole thing in there. So this is breaking.
So it's legit news. Brad's about to read.
Like, Nels reveals this is, and I this is not just hidden away in the back of the paper. This is like page 3.
No, so, it's like 15.
It's in, okay, well, it's, okay, sorry, it's the middle of the paper. This is it's not like top few pages.
you got the web page? What's the web page for news? Is it just Vegreville News Advertiser?
It's issue.com, but it's spelled really stupid. Now, breaking news.
Breaking news.
Now, is Nels Nelson is the father of 8 children who lives in Vegreville with his wife Megan and his 7 children.
I am a magician.
I mean, we're right there, you know.
Yes, I have 8 children, and I live in Vegreville with my wife with our 7 children. I mean, it makes sense.
So yeah, just kind of looking through the article here. The main thing here is that Nels Nelson does live in Vegreville.
I do.
He does have 8 children, and he does have 7 children, but he also has 8.
Yes.
He actually also has 6 children.
It's like, Brad, it's like John Cena. You can't see me. I just shake my hand. Come in, son or daughter, whoever that is.
Chandler just wears camouflage.
Grab your... Brought to you by... Popsicles.
And, might I add, this is not like... Not only is this not in the back of the paper, this is a 2-page story.
It's a 2-pager.
It's a double...
Like, they put it right in the middle. So everyone always randomly opens to the middle of the paper, right? When you first get it. Bam, right there. It's like first page, front page.
Now, I do have a bit of a bone to pick with the formatting of this paper because... So, the beginning of the article is on, like, the middle of the paper. It's page 12. And then they say to be continued on page 20. So I guess they decided that everything else you had to say was not quite as...
I think the best part of it was on page 20. So it just built a slow build.
Here you are next to an advertisement for Chin's restaurant. And you say the best part of it all is growing and learning. Oh, a bunch of happy stuff. Nels went on to say I felt fatherhood. That thing. The advice I give to fathers, enjoy it. Really, it's the coolest job responsibility you ever have. It's an adventure full of every emotion, but one that'll never let you down. You have to be willing to go on the ride. It's a big event. It's off greater than any you'll ever make. We got to get this one to the sun, man. They gotta get on this. This is fresh off the presses. And I didn't include this in my stories, but I believe in the same paper, we did have a local kid climbing to the top of the park.
Yes.
Keep an eye out for that.
Who reported on that?
Probably Roseanne.
That's right. She is all over town. She is.
She keeps track of all sort of the important events and relevant stories to our... right here. But look at this. It's a bright, sunny day. Gives brothers a chance to play. These brothers have been waiting for who knows how long to play. They haven't been playing. But guess what? They're playing now.
It's a bright sunny day. The brothers can play. She's a poet. Nah. And now it's really bright sunny days and no one goes outside. For fear of melting.
Oh, it's brutal, man.
Well, Brad, thank you for saying some other happy sounding stuff. You make it sound
it's a good article, but I just really want to make sure everybody knew breaking newspaper news.
It all starts off happy sounding and then it gets dark. The reason I only live here with 7 is because my 8th one made me mad and I lost it on him. And Homer Simpson, why you little
But she would put that in there word for word is the funny
but thing. But it's not. I realized then at the young age of 20 as a young father that you can't choke your children like Homer Simpson.
That's okay. I had 7 more cracks at it. It's fine.
I got to figure it out. I won't have a 9.
If at first you don't succeed.
If at first you don't succeed, stop at 7. or 8. Depends. Yes, I am a father of a lot of children, as most people who listen to any of my podcasts know. They interrupt anytime I'm doing a podcast.
Upcoming article, Bradford Sonnenberg, father of 0, reveals the joys of being the father of 0.
So what would you say is, there's got to be a quote in there you liked. Is there one part that stood out besides the whole article?
Well, once again, my favorite quote is that you live as the you're the father of 8 children with 7 children.
Just the official stuff. That's your.
I mean, that's what drew me to the article. Like, I didn't even jump to the headline. Like, and I was like, wait a minute, I know that guy.
A lot of people say that. My neighbor, she's like, look at that. This is a nice. Wait a minute, that's the family with all the kids next.
That's that Nelson guy.
My wife, she was at the gym today. This is news, breaking news. And a lady there brought out the cutout piece of paper from the article and goes, this is you.
But she had it cut out. I'm a huge fan. But I'm a huge fan. I saw his article in the paper.
This is going in my scrapbook. This is you.
I'm getting this one up on my wall.
I tell you, my wife loved it because it's a Father's Day article and people are coming to her. She's like, no one let me do an article for Mother's Day.
Yeah, my mom's done Mother's Day articles for her.
That would be an interesting one, my wife doing a Mother's Day article. I would like to. I can honestly say,
is the father of eight children.
I can honestly say, I didn't read the article, Brett.
You didn't?
No, I'm not that conceited. I have to read my own press.
I'm here to read it for you, and your beloved fans are carrying around clippings. Yes, maybe in the hope. Did you at least sign it for her?
I wasn't there. I was Meg at the gym, so maybe.
Oh right, she could at least pass it on. You could have mailed it out. Yeah. Anyways, get to your news.
You know, listing anywhere around the world. Vegreville, that's Vegreville, newsadvertiser.com, and they'll take you to the issue link. All right, Brad. Before I do my news. You're a man of refined music tastes, right? You don't have a preferred music. You like all music like me.
I'm pretty open to. I thought you only liked Collective Soul.
No, they're my favorite band and I've seen them 13 times. That doesn't mean that's all I listen to.
I'm pretty sure your favorite type of music is just Collective Soul. It's the only thing he listens to.
Good guitar riffs and rock, but I listen to everything. 80s, a lot of 80s is my bread and butter. 90s. And whatever, not country, unless it's old country. But I'll listen to anything. So, but you are a music man. You've got refined music tastes.
I do. I'm very sophisticated.
So, I have a short story. So, I'm going to do this challenge. This is what I want to give. I want to give you a challenge every time we do a show. Are you ready?
Okay.
So, the challenge is I'm going to start reading lyrics from a song. I'm not going to read the chorus. I want, because the chorus usually gives away the song. So I'm going to read the lyrics and you tell me if you've got the song.
And these are 80s, right? No,
this can be anything.
Oh, okay. That'll be tricky. Because if it's 80s, I feel pretty good about it because I spent my entire childhood listening to 80s on 8.
Yes, I've listened to that too.
But
I just want to see. I'm not going to pick like obscure ones. They're going to be from bands you've heard of and songs.
Okay. I'll see how I can do.
I just want to read the poetry that is the lyrics and turns into music. And it's going to be a challenge for me to not sing. And it's going to be a challenge for you to get it. And I just want to see how fast. We'll kind of keep a running tab, not like a record, but just in our brains of how many words or lines it took for you to get the song. So I won't read the chorus if the chorus gives it away. If that makes any sense.
Okay, yeah.
So like if it's staying alive, I'm not going to read this. Staying alive. All right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. And I may skip a word if the word is the title of the song. So if it sounds like it's that doesn't flow very
well, just say blank.
Sure. All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Listening ears on.
I know what it is. Is it Billy Joel, Uptown Girl?
I was going to do a Billy Joel song, River of Dreams, but I thought, nah, you love Billy Joel. That'd be like doing a Collective Soul song for me.
Yeah, I would get that too fast.
So I was like, I'll throw in Billy Joel a little later down.
Yeah, okay, keep going.
That song came out when I was in grade 8, by the way, River of Dreams. All right, here we go. Ready? New blood joins this earth, and quickly he's subdued. Through constant pain, disgraced. The young boy learns their rules. With time, the child draws in this whipping boy done wrong. Deprived of all his thoughts, the young man struggles on and on. He's known, a vow unto his own, that never from this day his will they'll take away. Any ideas? Any inklings?
Okay, well, I can tell you right now.
You knew it right from the start?
Well, this is the thing. I sort of know. I know that, like, that's some, like, edgy, like...
If you have it, you're at your computer. Bring it up if you think you know the song. Can you do that? Is that out of the realm of our on-the-spot improvisation?
Well, you can't search it up.
Why not?
Well, that's cheating if I search it up. I want to say... I'm feeling like those sound like some like AC/DC Metallica style.
you're narrowing it down. Get one.
Narrowing it down. Yeah. I can't remember the song, but I'm pretty sure that's Metallica. I want to say
Okay, Metallica.
I can't remember the song.
Final answer.
I don't remember the name of the song.
All right. Well, I'll skip to the second half of the verse. What I've felt, what I've known, never shine through, and what I've shown, never free, never me. So I dub thee.
Oh, that's Unforgiven. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Good job. Just interrupt me when you think you know it, and then we'll keep track.
Well, I was thinking. I was like, I know that's got to be a Metallica.
It's hard for me to go, new blood joints is just start Jarl banning it. Anyway, let's do one, my story quick here.
Oh, yeah. That's still, hit me with one more song.
Well, in the second half, I'll search a new song up while you do your next story. But let's do my story, get to the middle of the show, and while you do
okay,
your
well,
last story.
I have one quick for you. Maybe you
well,
can get
it. I like music, but I like rhythms of songs.
Okay,
no,
this one. Okay, just this one.
I feel music, not listen to the words. Anyway, okay, give it to me.
Okay, you ready?
Shine, Collective Soul.
Close. All right, ready? Tequila.
Oh! Beach Boys.
Tequila.
You rocked it, man. Tequila. It's tequila. I don't know who does it, though. Yes. Yes, Kaya. You can grab a candy or a frozen treat. I don't know who does tequila. But
tequila? I don't think anybody knows.
Bum, bum, ba, da, bum, ba, da, da, da,
da, da, da. Tequila. All right, hit me with your story.
All right, it's summertime. A lot of people do this in the summer besides bake and roast in the sun. They get married. So here's a marriage story. Bride-to-be shamed for putting PayPal details on car, asking strangers to fund the wedding. Why are you shaming? That's a great idea. A bride-to-be has been slammed after a picture of her attempt to get strangers to send her money towards her hen weekend was shared on Reddit's wedding shaming page. There's a wedding shame. There's everything on Reddit, isn't there? What with the price of the venue, the dress, the catering, photography, and everything else, the happy couple is likely to be set back quite a sum. So it's not uncommon for wedding guests to gift the newlyweds with money to help them up. Out. But a US-based bride-to-be has been slammed for her tacky attempt at getting people to pay for the occasion. In multicolored writing, the anonymous woman revealed that she was heading to Austin, Texas for her bachelorette party for the entire weekend. She also wrote her PayPal number on her car window in the hopes that strangers would send her money towards it. So, if you think it's tacky for people, I hate when these ads start popping up and move your page.
I know.
If you think it's tacky for people to post on Facebook asking for donations for the wedding, you can't think this is cute or funny. It's the exact same thing, one person wrote. This is super tacky, said a second. Whilst a third concerned user said, surely this is an unsafe thing to do, but maybe I'm just a very private, paranoid person. Anyway, so yeah. What do you think, Brad? Good way
well,
to find
your wedding? I was thinking, I want to give her props for thinking outside the box and not conforming with the mold.
Right. I mean, you can't hit a home run if you don't swing the bat.
You know, I think I mean, you know, how is it any different than any company just putting like their number on the side of their vehicle? Because you're just going to call and give them money. She's just cutting straight to the chase. You don't even have to call. You can just send it directly.
Yep, that's right.
I respect the... I mean, I can't imagine she got a lot of donations, but like... Is it really hurting?
You know somebody donated.
Somebody did. Maybe I would... I just looked it up to see the picture there. I'm wondering if perhaps she colored on her car with chalk, which may be the more tacky...
Yeah,
I don't think maybe. That's coming out, buddy. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
you're gonna
it's
need
there
to have
for
PayPal
a while.
Money to wipe that off.
She's got a separate PayPal to pay for repainting and cleaning her vehicle. I mean, I'm okay with it. I mean, if you want to throw your PayPal details on there, go ahead. Right? Like, why not?
I want to get just like a tattoo on my forehead that's just my PayPal details.
Like your PayPal, isn't it just your email?
I mean, I think so. Yeah, usually. I mean, maybe if you have your, maybe if you like made a PayPal account without an email and just through PayPal. But if you do that, you're literally a psychopath. Like, who doesn't have an email?
Mm-hmm. I like it in the later on the article, one commenter was like, I can see if somebody said, here's my Cash App details if you want to buy me a drink on my bridal party weekend. Well, what's the difference? She's just driving around saying, hey, look, weddings are expensive. If you want to help fund my wedding?
Yeah, exactly.
Throw some money at me. Legit through the internet. Not like throw money at me as I walk by. Mind you, if you want to do that too, hey, I'll take money any way you can get.
I'll take anybody who sees me in the street, throw money at me, and I will like it.
If you want to throw money at Brad, just go to stevejoblesssonnenberg@gmail.ca and throw money at Brad.
I might actually have an email called that. I'm not positive.
I don't think there's a gmail.ca, so you're safe. Brad.
You got me there.
It's the middle of the show.
You know what? I'm not even giving an intro. It's really hot, dude. I don't know what to tell you. Don't go outside. Stay inside. Don't go anywhere. You want a recommendation of what to do? Inside, stay there. Don't leave. It's hot outside. You'll regret it. And if you do leave, do it at nighttime. When it's still hot. When it's still hot, but almost bearable. The heat will... I mean, it's to the point where for my job, I have to wear business casual clothes, and I might honestly die. Like, just wearing like anything that's not like nothing is very much taking a toll on my capability to do anything, because I am suffocating to death incredibly slowly. It's much like being molested by a stovetop.
That's a hell of a way of putting it.
Just everywhere.
Like, not a stovetop, the oven.
Maybe the oven. Well, not in the oven, but it's like the stovetop itself. Yes. It's like, you know what? We're getting frisky right now. And I'm just not interested. It's brutal outside.
And it doesn't care. It's coming for you.
Also, in the weather, aliens are real. So remember that. Anyways, back to...
Aliens are real, man. I have to start watching the news.
They are real, actually. That came out. Well, not. I mean, the UFOs were confirmed, but I mean, you think about this, all right?
Well, I think about a lot of things, bro.
Think about this. Think of how much there is out there. Think of how little we know about what's out there. Mm-hmm. Is it really that crazy to think that there's maybe some other guys out there? Just
absolutely not.
Just
but
hanging
what
out.
What is really crazy is how far apart we are from anything else.
Yeah, well, I think
there's a lot of distance to cover, and I don't know if
they're trying. Okay,
I don't know if we can cross and gap that distance. Space is really big. That's all I'm going to say. Space is really big.
That's a big hot take. I think,
like, I'm not saying there's no aliens and other intelligent life and more intelligent life than us, or maybe we're the luck of the draw and we hit our peak here and everywhere else it's like fucking giant mosquitoes. I don't know, but there's life out there. But man, we got a lot of gap to cross. Like, the distance light travels in a year, and that's the fastest you can go, is a long ways, and that still doesn't get us very far.
That doesn't even get you remotely close. Like,
that's the one thing, right? That's the one thing that, yeah, that just is the hard thing to wrap my brain around is, how do we bridge the gap? You know, I know in Star Trek and Star Wars they bridge the gap with hyperspeed and warp drives.
What if we built a very long bridge?
Well, maybe. And why don't we start?
Why? Listen. The Rome was not built in a day. Exactly. Hear me out. Space bridge. We start it anywhere. We just started in a field somewhere, so there's lots of space, and we just start building it out.
Mm-hmm. Space bridge. I mean, the speed of our Earth whipping around on its own axis won't do any damage to that bridge when it, you know, breaks our atmosphere.
Okay, no, hear me out.
But
we
you have to start
supports.
Mm-hmm.
That way, so that's how they stop the bridges from falling down, right?
Ah, like a suspension bridge. We could wire it to the ground.
We could wire it, yes.
And then we could connect it to the moon.
Can you imagine how nice that would be if there was just a bridge to the moon?
I mean, the moon whips around and spins around on its own axis and whips around our axis. But hey, we would just anchor the moon in one spot. And then the moon, we'd have no more tides because the moon would just always be right there in the same spot.
We put the bridge on a track. So it just rotated. Slides. Yeah. Like a slide.
Is this what's news? Middle of the show, or is this Brad Nell's solving space travel?
I'm just saying.
I think we're solving. You got to start, right?
I know you're working on that space show. Maybe you could work a bridge in there somewhere.
Yeah, you know, hey, and it could be run by Space Hitler.
It could be
Space Hitler's bridge.
You did promise me that I would get to play Space Hitler, so...
I need you to give me what you think the character of Space Hitler would be like, and then I can write the lines.
Okay, I've actually thought a lot about this.
I haven't researched enough of Hitler, the real one, because he's long dead and gone. So I don't know enough, except that he was crazy, and the people around him were crazy, too. I don't think it was just him. I think he had a good group of crazy.
Wait, did you just say Hitler had a good group around him?
Not like good.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
A group.
We're just talking about space. Are we talking about Hitler's good group? Hang on.
Screw you, Brad. You know what I mean.
Here's my...
Great, big, crazy group of people around him. It wasn't all him, but man, the guy was that. So you got to send me that. Email me your thoughts of what Space Hitler...
Well, I got it right now. I'll give it to you right now. Okay, I've thought about this. So Space Hitler walks in, okay? It's me!
Mario!
It's Space Hitler. I am like... I'm normal Hitler, but I'm in space. That's right. I made it to space. You thought I was a problem on the Earth. Well, now I'm in space, and here I am. This has been me, Space Hitler, in space.
I sense the historical basis from when you said hello.
I'm gonna.
You know what would make our solar system better? We get rid of all the Martians.
Yeah, I get rid of those stupid Klingons.
It's all the Martians' fault.
And then this is the line that I've worked on a lot. Then he's got to hit him with a zinger. So then Space Hitler goes, I bet you did not see that coming, and then he walks away.
So not only do you have to write space, he'll just write space Nazis.
You're saying you did not see that coming. It's like kind of like a wink, wink moment.
I know. That's when he winks at the audience. And you thought I fled to Brazil. Haha, I didn't. Space.
I have heard a lot from like these crazy flat earthers that he actually built a secret base in Antarctica. Perhaps that's how he made it to space.
Maybe he built a bridge. No one knows. You can't see the bottom of the world.
Can't see it.
Can you see the bottom of the world? Can you see Antarctica from here?
No, I can't. Maybe. What if we made a big watch? Anyways, it's the middle of the show.
All right.
Today's random location, space.
Get ready. Are you ready, Brad? Today's random location. Antarctica. No, we did that before. South China Sea. I'm just picking a body of water, man. The South China Sea is responsible for over $3 trillion US dollars in trade each year. Did you know that? Huh? Did you?
I didn't. I'm not up to date on my sea facts.
That has an area of around 3.5 million kilometers squared, not rounded, not cube, not pied, but square, not circled. 3.5 million kilometers square. It's a marginal sea of the Western Pacific Ocean. It's bounded in the north by the shores of South China, hence the name South China Sea, in the west by Indo-Chinese Peninsula, in the east by the islands of Taiwan and northwestern Philippines, and in the south by Borneo, eastern Sumatra, and Bangka Belitung Islands. That's a mouthful. Encompassing an area of around 3.5 million square kilometers, it communicates with the East China Sea via the Taiwan Strait, the Philippine Sea via the Luzon Strait, the Sulu Sea via the straits around Palawan, the Strait of Malacca via the Strait of Singapore, and the Java Sea via the Karamata and Bangka Strait, the Gulf of Thailand and the Gulf of
Taiwan.
Thailand and the Gulf of Tonkin are also part of the South China Sea. The shallow waters south of the Ryu Islands are also known as the Natuna Sea. There you go, Mr. The South China Sea. Check it out. The reason I picked it is we started rewatching all the Survivors, and season one is in the South China Sea by Borneo.
Right,
so I'm like, let's do some from now on in, it's just going to be whatever. Next is like Australia, Survivor Australia. So I'm going to be hitting up Australia again.
We should get you know who I always wanted to meet. So I just have to blow my nose.
Nathan Fillion. He was wanting to meet Nathan Fillion.
I have, but from the first season, you know that random old lady who can't do anything but like.
At the very start, she first one voted off.
Yeah, she can't really do anything. But I always thought, I think her name's Vivian or something like that. I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
But
she was only on for one episode.
Yeah, but I would love to have this the survivor ukulele singing lady. I mean, she was totally useless. Like, they're trying to survive on this island. She's like, yeah, well, I can sing. And it's like, get out of here.
And the other one is BB, the old guy who was always mad about building that shed, their little shack. Get over here, don't touch that, and I'll tie it this way.
We should get Richard on.
Richard, if he's not in jail.
He did go to jail. I'm not sure.
51 months for tax evasion. But that was in like 2006, so he's
out. How would you evade tax when you win that much money? Like, come on, man.
He's claiming he didn't know. I don't know. It's America. You always have to pay taxes on winnings. Although I will say this, watching it, knowing who the winners are, you get to see how well they played the game from the start. It's so amazing. It's really cool to do that. Brad, I got a question.
Yeah.
I used to find questions if no one submits one. Sometimes I get one submitted, believe it or not. But if somebody doesn't submit me one, I go to Yahoo Answers. But Yahoo Answers is shut down.
I forgot that was happening.
But thank God for Google, because they have Google Answers. Very original, by the way, I must say. Question, Brad. Are elected and appointed officials replaced by Martians when they reach office? I mean, this is relevant to our show, and I picked this yesterday. This is amazing. So are elected and appointed officials replaced by Martians when they reach office? Brad, what do you think?
Do you hear that? This sounds like a job for me! Space Hitler! I'm just like Hitler, but I am in space!
Replaced?
You never saw that one coming, did you? You did not see that. They were looking for me down here, but I'm up there in space. I think... I can speak very closely on this issue. Are elected officials Martians? Well,
depends. Are they male or female? Because if they're male, they come from Mars. If they're female, they come from Venus.
I've always been sort of the theory. I don't know about all of them, but I will say there's this party that basically just exclusively exists out here, run by this guy named Kyle. Of the True North, great guy, definitely an alien. So, but he never got elected, unfortunately. I don't know, he was running up against, you know, Trudeau and every single politician in the world or in Canada.
From a legit party, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, we have some alien connections. I want to get you and Macney on to give some investigative journalism.
Well, that's a whole nother.
We're not even going to tease that, but you got into deep. Alien conspiracies. I mean, I could have played with Kyle Turris as well if it wasn't for aliens.
don't get me started on that.
No, we don't have enough time. That's why
I gotta go right away.
You and Macney on anyway.
Supper.
So long and short of it, are they replaced by aliens, Martians?
Not all of them, but it would not surprise me. See, I don't know about replaced. I feel like maybe they were sent down in the first place.
My theory is
that it implies that at one point politicians were humans. Like, I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah. That's like saying before a shark bites your leg off, it was, you know, a cuddly little puppy at one point. It's always been a shark.
It was a little baby shark. It doesn't hurt anybody, which is ironic considering my story that I have.
All right, nice segue.
It fits this. Chile is counting its coronavirus deaths as recovered because they no longer show symptoms. The world fights a global pandemic and the number of confirmed cases reaches millions, the death toll, it's just a bunch of COVID stats. In Chile, however, the ones who don't get better and pass away from the virus are counted as recovered. According to the country's health official, those affected with COVID-19 who died are actually recovered because they no longer show symptoms.
What? I see the logic.
We have 898 patients who are no longer contagious. They are no longer a source of disease for others and we count them as recovered. These people have completed the 14-day quarantine since their diagnosis and have unfortunately died. Okay, Jamie Manilich. Sure. Manilich also allegedly claimed the peculiar method of counting casualties was based on the recommendation of international experts.
Yeah, like Space Hitler.
Okay, yeah. Okay, Jelly. Yeah. Listen. I would pay for my food, but since I already ate it, I don't really see it there. I don't really consider it a meal anymore.
It's like, listen, if I don't think stealing from a bank is stealing, it's not stealing.
No, not really. The money's not really in there, is it?
Like, it's mine now. It's not stealing. It's my money. If anything, you're going to take it back from me, and that's stealing from me. Man, I tell you, some of the things we do. Remember people get sick from COVID and die, and they'll be like, well, it was a heart attack brought on from COVID, so everything now is COVID-related deaths. This is like their way of trying to be like, no, not everything. They're recovered.
Yeah, they're all back to normal. Don't you worry.
I guess you die from cancer, you beat cancer.
Millions of people hurting from the deaths of the virus. Don't you worry. They're recovered. Like, shut up, Jamie Manilich.
What's his title? Does he have a title?
He's a health minister. Ooh, now, I gotta say, I think health minister in Chile is a bit of an oxymoron, but...
Well, apparently that Martian health minister means something different in Mars.
Yeah, no, that's because these aliens, they don't really die. That's the connection.
They live forever.
And I just want to throw this in here as the article underneath this. Watermelon to cheddar cheese. Mother's keto diet plan for young daughter leaves internet divided. So just keep that in mind. Watermelon to cheddar cheese.
Oh, man. Nice. Nice. Brad, I have another song for you. It's from the Eagles.
My goodness. You just put me on the spot like that. Okay.
Yep. Well, we're winding down our time here. So here we go. Are you ready? We'll see how well you know your 80s. You listen to a lot of 80s?
I do.
A lot of... You have to just forgive me for this, for not putting a lot of effort into it. I just opened Spotify and first 80s song I saw, I went with it. So, although I do like this song, don't ask why I like the sound of it. All right, here we go. Some boys kiss me, some boys hug me. I think they're okay. If they don't give me proper credit, I just walk away. Any clue? I can hear you typing. Stop it.
I'm not typing. I literally have a window
I'll
open.
Go to the next
I could share my screen.
Yeah, I'm kidding. They can beg and they can plead, but they can't see the light. That's right, because the boy with the cold hard cash is always Mr. Right.
This is oh my god.
Obviously, this isn't a guy singing. This is
I'm thinking like Madonna or Cyndi Lauper.
Madonna or Cyndi Lauper. Feel free to text in the show at we don't have
no well I, is this, I can't remember how Girls Just Want to Have Fun starts. So
oh, good one. It's not Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Okay. I can't say the chorus because it says the name of the song in each line. Some boys romance, some boys slow dance. That's all right with me. If they can't raise my interest, then I have to let them be. Some boys try and some boys lie, but I don't let them play. No way.
Once again, I have no idea.
Their pennies,
I don't know. I'll tell you right now. I don't know, but
okay, let me read
sound
the chorus.
Like Madonna lyrics to me. Like
it's Madonna. So here we
it
go.
It is Madonna. Okay.
It is. Okay, here we go. I'll read the. I'll blank out the name of the song, but here, because we are living in a blank.
We're living material world. Yes.
Yes, but that's not the name of the song. Material.
Okay. See, so on both of these, I got the artist right.
Yes. So you're. My hat's off to you.
I just didn't get the song names right. But also, my dad doesn't really listen to Madonna, so I.
I know, but if you listen to 80s on 8, it's gonna come up. Madonna's
songs.
Cyndi Lauper's gonna come up. The Go Go's, which I like some of their songs, they're gonna come up. You know what I mean? I don't discriminate against who sings. I love this song, Material Girl. I love the. I don't know why. I like the sound of it. Like I said, I usually don't listen for the words. I just listen to the song. The song, the rhythm, the setup, the riffs, all that is what gives me and inspires me when I write. So I'll listen to a lot of songs, not paying attention to the words, just how it makes me feel. Does that make sense? I don't know.
It does make sense. I agree with you.
So a lot of times I don't even know the words. So if someone will say, oh yeah, and I'm like, I don't know that song. They're like, oh, it's Material Girl in that example. Like, really? And then I'd be like, oh, listen after. But it is. It is. All right, my last story, Brett. Good job. I'm gonna give you 2 points.
Woo!
Good job. Full points for both because you nailed the band. This 111-year-old Australian man's longevity secret is clucking strange. Oh, retired cattle rancher.
A chicken theme story.
Dexter Kruger credits eating chicken brains for his long life. Would you eat chicken brains, Brad?
For immortality?
Australia's oldest ever man has included eating chicken brains among his secrets to living more than 111 years. Retired cattle rancher. I tried to put the two words together. Dexter Kruger on Monday marked 124 days since he turned 111, a day older than World War I veteran Jack Lockett was when he died in 2002. Kruger told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation in an interview at his nursing home in the rural Queensland state town of Roma days before the milestone that a weekly poultry delicacy had contributed to his longevity. Chicken brains, you know, mate. I don't know how to do the accent. So chicken brains, you know, chickens have a head. And in there's a brain. And they are delicious little things. There's only one little bite. I like how he has to explain that chickens have brains. Where do you get chicken brains from there?
From their brains.
Kruger? Oh, I get chicken brains from the dog's ass. That's where I get chicken brains from. Kruger's 74-year-old son, Greg, credits his father's simple outback lifestyle for his long life. Nursing home manager Melanie Calvert, man, they're going to everybody, said Kruger, who is writing his autobiography, I want to read this, was probably one of the sharpest residents here. His memory is amazing for a 111-year-old. Like, it's like as you get older, you get condescending talk to, like you're a child again. Isn't it? It's so true.
Oh, it Granny, does. Are We're you okay? Granny, do you want a popsicle, Granny?
I'd be like, if somebody talks to me like that when I'm 100, I'll be like, get the fuck out of my face. Anyway, John Taylor, founder of Australia Book of Records, confirmed that Kruger has become the oldest ever Australian.
Yo, don't you know, chicken heads are rich in essential nutrients for the maintenance of healthy skin,
chicken
hair,
brains,
blood,
every
circulation,
week.
Joints, bones, and digestion.
Are you researching what chicken brains
are? Well, I'm digging into this. I don't know if maybe this is something we should look into.
If maybe that's how space Hitler made it to hit space was chicken brains. Does it prevent
maybe that's it.
Cancer well, right from solar radiation? Or I got an out. How did he make it to space? You know, chicken brains. How old would Hitler be right now if he did manage to stay alive and go to space? He had to be born in like 1800s. No? Early 1900s?
Hitler?
Yeah.
I mean, if he survived the 40s, it's very possible that he could have made it. He just had to live till he was like, what? 60?
That's what I mean. How old is space Hitler right now? If Hitler just survived killing himself and he made it to space dead, I mean, he can't be... I guess he can't be a tyrannical ruler if he shot himself and, you know, was in space, right? He cured his tyranny, didn't he? By dying? Hitler? All that bad stuff that made him bad? He's not bad anymore.
I don't know. You were the one that was talking about the good... You were the one talking about the good group of people.
I mean good group, like a good heaping helping of crazies. Not.
I believe the direct quote was, Hitler's got a good group of people around him.
He had a good group of crazies around him. Not as in good, like, hey, go team Hitler.
Yeah, it sounds good.
I'm applying the Chilean logic. He's not a bad guy anymore because he's dead.
He's recovered from his symptoms of being Hitler.
Oh, that's how crazy that Chilean is. Anyway, chicken brains, Brad. Start
I'll try them. It out sometime. I won't. That sounds gross.
Have you ever had like head up. Cheese? Head cheese? People eat head cheese. Have you ever had head cheese, Brad? It's made like with the brain jelly.
I have avoided it.
Yeah, me too. Because you know what? I'm okay living till 80.
I always thought that I would die young in a heroic fashion.
All right. Well, definitely not this episode of Brad Nettles. I don't think you've died during it.
That's so well.
And I just want to say If you think I thought the group of Hitler's crazy people was a good group, I didn't mean it that way. I apologize to all the non-fans of Hitler, which there are a lot. Count me among them. You're a jerk, Brad, but I love you.
To classify that you're not a fan of Hitler.
I just have to watch what I'm saying.
That sounds like something a fan of Hitler would say.
I have to watch what I say around you.
Hey, hey guys, it's me, Nels Nelson, noted not Hitler enthusiast.
You know what's funny?
I would
go as far as
to call myself anti-Hitler.
I've never once wanted to play a part, be a part, or have a space Hitler part. So,
well, it was just for for historical representation of what happened. I just want to see people get educated.
You want to be
you apparently talking about his good group of guys,
heaping helping good group of not good people. Yeah. Here we go again.
Now.
That's just not fair.
Roseanne left that out in her article.
I was going to talk about a good group of... No, I was never going to talk about a good group of crazies helping out Hitler. Because they aren't a good group. Damn it, you just killed my mojo today, Brad.
I'm not the one who's talking about Hitler enthusiasm. I just wanted to represent history so people could be educated on the dangers of space Hitler.
I'm sure people would know the dangers of space Hitler. I mean, we can forget the past. We will never repeat it, right?
Oh, it'll definitely... History... Listen, I have a personal theory that humanity is a hamster wheel. You know, people say time is a flat circle. Time is a hamster wheel. We're just going around and around and around in this thing. And sooner or later... There's always going to be another nut job. There's always going to be another nut case. I mean, some of them more successful than others. I mean, the last one got elected into office, so it sort of feels like we're trending in that direction. There's always going to be something like this happening. We can't avoid it forever.
You know, it just like you said, history always repeats itself.
It does. History's a hamster wheel.
I mean, those who are lucky enough to live a generation after the hardest of times probably have it best. So, you know, that'd be your parents and my parents, I think. So, hey, the news. That was Brad's.
That was the news.
That was Brad Sonnenberg's deep philosophical thought.
Yeah.
Time is a hamster wheel.
Time is a hamster wheel.
All right, well, I've sweated enough in this room. I don't know about you, but it's...
Can you please call the episode that?
What's that? I sweated enough.
Time is a hamster wheel?
Time is a hamster wheel. Yes, retext that to me. Send me the links for your stories and text that to me.
Okay.
Time is a hamster wheel. I love it. I love coming up with show ideas or titles based on actual lines from the show. Let's do that more often. A good group of hamster wheels. A good group of hamster wheels.
Are you suggesting that Hitler's associates were cute and furry?
Off. Bugger off, would you?
All right, I'll talk to you later.
You like to do this to me, and I think it's amazing. But yeah, just cool it, mister. I want to be space Hitler.
I don't want to be. I need to be. I need. And it's not. I just want to get the word out. I'm just trying to educate people.
I'll give you a bad group of crazies to support you. Anyway, Brad, it's been a slice.
It's been fun.
We should do this again sometimes.
I got to go have supper. But we should.
I just had supper. Are you having chicken
burgers? I'll see you a month from now, I'm sure.
We can do it sooner. I have a few people in the proverbial hopper, as it were, to come on the Nels Nelson's Interesting People.
Podcast.
And we got to do another... top five. We haven't done one of those. I've been kind of letting the group mellow. It's been an end of the year. Half of our group is in the teaching profession, so they're probably busy wrapping up their year. So, I'm busy writing my last episode of season two. So, and working, because apparently I have to work. This doesn't pay the bills, believe it or not.
Supposedly stalking Connor McDavid. I'll talk to you later.
Hey. This has been Brad Nels. What's the news? Where we give you the news you didn't know you needed to.
It's been a while. One second. Oh, it's Madonna.
Yes, Material Girl. That's right. Followed by The Unforgiven, Metallica. All right, Brad, take care. Thanks, everyone, for listening. If you like the show, share it with everybody you know. Like,
literally everybody show everybody. Up at their house with copies of it.
Yeah, and say, hey, listen to this podcast.
Listen to this right
this
now.
This podcast will inform you about so many things like the South China Sea and the weather and answer if politicians are aliens. So yeah. And give you Brad's deep philosophical thought. All right, I'll find you some good songs for the next one. We'll test your brain. Now that you know how it goes. Okay. Again, thanks for listening, everyone. Like the show on Facebook and tell everybody about us, because we'd all love to talk to everybody.
Yes.
And for Brad, Steve Jobless, Sonnenberg, I'm Nels Nelson. This has been Brad Nels. What's News, where we give you the news you didn't know you needed to.
Yes. No.
Goodbye. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Brad Nell's What's News, where we give you the news you didn't know you needed to know. If you enjoyed the show, please feel free to let us know. You can go on Twitter and go to @AudioNels and leave a comment there about this show and check out other shows that we produce and put out there in the podcast universe. Or you can go to facebook.com/BradNellsWhat'sNews, give us a like, and put a comment there. Maybe you have a question for unqualified advice that you'd want us to answer on a show. So feel free to do that. So once again, follow us on Twitter and give us a like on Facebook. And thank you for listening to Brad Nell's What's News.